talking about Paul's attitude towards the world.
我们一开始是讲到保罗对这个世界的心态。
Last week we started talking about this.
上个星期我们讲了这一点。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
请看腓立比书第三章。
We read through verses 1 to 8.
我们读了第一到第八节。
And from here we can see a lot of spiritual teachings and encouragement.
在这我们可以学到很多属灵的教训跟鼓励。
So this section you can see a very important theme, that is Jesus surpasses all.
在这里我们看到一个很重要的重点，就是耶稣克服一切。
Surpasses all, 胜过一切哦。
胜过一切。
Paul embraces Jesus as the most important, most precious.
保罗把基督当作是最重要的。
So Christ to us today actually is the most precious.
所以基督在我们今天来说也是最重要的。
If this is clear, then you can see our lifestyle would be very different.
只要我们清楚这一点的话，我们就知道我们的生活，我们的生命就不一样。
And our purpose of life would be different from those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们在世的那个目的跟那些不认识主耶稣的人是不一样的。
And this was clearly reflected in the lifestyle of Paul after he was enlightened by Jesus on the way to Damascus.
这一切都在保罗被神的光照之后，在他在大马士的途中呢，可以看得出来。
After he was chosen, then you can see he led a life truly taking Jesus as the most precious in his life.
他被神的光照之后，我们知道他真的把主耶稣当作很重要的，在他的生命当中。
Not only when we have taken Jesus as the most precious in our life, then we can begin to rejoice in Christ, in the Lord.
当我们把主耶稣当作至宝，那我们才能够在基督里面享受。
That's what it says in chapter 3 verse 1.
享受就属灵的快乐，在第三章第一节所说的。
Chapter 3 verse 1, Philippians chapter 3 verse 1.
腓立比书第三章第一节。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord is his message.
我们要靠主喜乐，这是保罗的信息。
Paul desired the believers to be satisfied by Jesus and Jesus alone.
保罗就是希望我们信徒能够在基督里面满足。
Only through Jesus, only by Jesus, a person must and is satisfied.
只有借着耶稣，一个人才会得到真正的满足。
In other words, our satisfaction in the world must be examined as we live on.
换句话说，我们在这世界上，我们生存的是否满意？是否满意
？What actually？
那我们必须要反省。
What makes me happy and joyful in this world？
什么让我在这个世界上感到快乐呢
？This is a very important question to every Christian, especially the true Jesus Church members in the end time.
这对每一个基督徒，尤其是真耶稣教会的信徒是很重要的。
What actually makes me happy?
什么事情令到我喜乐呢
？What makes me joyful?
什么事情令到我快乐呢
？You really got to think about all this. These factors which enlighten us in this world, in this life.
我们都要想想思考这人生这种种的因素，造成我们喜乐的原因。
Hey, if we take away all these factors, are we still joyful?
假如我们把这世界上一切的原因把它挪掉，我们是不是还是这样可以感到
？If all these factors are removed and we don't feel joyful anymore, and that is a problem in our spiritual life.
假如把这世界上的一切挪掉，我们在属灵上的生命要是不觉得喜乐的话，那是一个很严重的问题。
But if Jesus is still with us and the world is not with us anymore, how do we feel?
假如基督跟我们同在，但是这世界不跟我们同在的话，我们会感觉到怎么样呢
？If we still feel joyful, that means we are beginning to think and believe that Jesus actually is the most precious.
假如我们还是感觉到喜乐的话，我们知道这基督在我们是很至宝的。
Are we joyful as we come and serve the Lord?
当我们在侍奉神的时候，我们是否感觉到喜乐呢
？Do we feel joy as we gather together to worship God?
当我们聚集在一起敬拜神的时候，是否觉得喜乐
？If we do not feel that kind of spiritual joy, and you can see, possibly there's something wrong in our life.
假如我们不觉得喜乐的话，那在我们的生命当中会觉得有问题。
We cannot rejoice in the Lord.
因为我们不会在主里得到喜乐。
Because of environment, because of people that we meet with. Because of environment.
周遭的环境造成。
Or maybe people surrounding us.
或者我们周遭的人围绕着我们。
Do we feel joyful as we come to worship together?
当我们一起敬拜神的时候，我们是否觉得喜乐？
As we serve the Lord together, do we feel happy?
当我们一起侍奉神的时候，我们是否觉得喜乐？
All these factors will tell us whether we are actually spiritually growing in the Lord or not.
这一切的因素都告诉我们是否在属灵上长进。
This joy is very important.
这种喜乐是很重要的。
Because this is power.
因为这是能力。
Joy in the Lord is power.
在主里面喜乐是一种能力。
This can bring us closer and closer to the Lord.
这会带领我们更亲近神。
Therefore, we can labor for Him all the more.
这样我们可以更加勤劳地为主工作。
Indeed, joy is a very important source of power and strength.
其实喜乐是很重要的力量。
This joy in the Lord is indispensable to serve Him.
在主里面的喜乐。要侍奉神，这是不可少的。
Indispensable to live on.
这种喜乐，这种能力是不可缺少的。
And this is also indispensable to have fellowship in the Lord.
而且我们在主内的团契。
Look one verse in the Bible, Nehemiah.
我们看尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
Let's read that verse 10. Read verse 10. Chapter 8 verse 10.
尼希米记第八章第十节。
Let's read.
又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的。喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠神而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
The English version is very clear, also as the Chinese, I think, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
这英文版本跟中文的版本一样，这在主内的喜乐就是我们的力量。
If we don't have joy, we cannot sustain doing God's work.
假如我们缺乏这个主内的喜乐的话，我们很难维持为神工作。
If we don't have the spirit joy from the Lord, we cannot have fellowship together in joy and in happiness.
假如我们没有这种喜乐的话，那我们很难在团契上得到真正的喜乐。
This joy of the Lord is our strength. Is our strength.
这主里面的喜乐就是我们的力量。
Without his joy, it's impossible, you know, to really work for him constantly, let alone to suffer for him.
缺乏这种灵里的喜乐，我们是很难坚持为他工作，不要再说为他受苦。
Some people say we have to suffer for the Lord.
有些人说我们必须为主受苦。
If you go to different places, you know, in different remote areas, you know, undeveloped countries, you suffer for the Lord.
我们去不同的还没有发展的国家会为神受苦。
But actually it's joy.
其实这是一种喜乐。
When you see the work of God, it's being spread, and people coming to the Lord to find the truth, this physical environment would not be any hindrance to our progress spiritually serving for the Lord anymore.
当我们看到神的福音被传开的时候，我们知道这种喜乐不能够阻挡我们为神的工作。
That is what happened to the people of the time of Nehemiah.
这就是发生在尼希米时期的。
That joy propelled them to continue to work, to rebuild.
那种喜乐激励他们为主工作。
I think we need to really pray for this spiritual joy, which is strength.
所以我们必须要祈求这种属灵的喜乐，这就是能力。
So Paul wants us to rejoice in Jesus Christ. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. There must be a reason behind this. Do we rejoice when we serve God? Do we rejoice when we have a board church board meeting? This is also a very important question. We have to constantly examine whether we rejoice in the services of the Lord. Sometimes we are not joyful because of others.
有时候我们感觉到不喜了，是因为别人的缘故。
Sometimes we impart, you know, unhappiness to others.
有时候我们会把不喜了的事情带给别人。
We have to think.
我们要想。
Think about our actions.
想想我们的动作。
Think about our words.
想想我们的话语。
Whether they would bring joy to others. Or not. God's workers must be able to rejoice. If not, there's something to be rectified.
要是不然的话，有更改的地方。
Paul wants us to rejoice in Christ in His service.
保罗要我们在侍奉的神的事工上感觉到喜乐。
This is something Paul was very concerned about.
这是保罗所关心的。
This is only possible when we have taken Jesus as the most precious.
这个只能够产生的话，就是我们把主耶稣当作是至宝。
Only when Jesus is our most precious, then we can rejoice.
当我们把主耶稣当作是至宝的，这样我们才可以感觉到属灵的喜乐。
So we need to examine ourselves. Our joy is based on what?
所以我们要反省自己，我们的喜乐是靠什么而喜乐呢？
Paul definitely had his joy because of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督的缘故，所以保罗有这种喜乐。So
he wanted the believers to share with him.
所以他希望信徒能够跟他一起分享。Paul
was not burdened to write again and again. He's not burdened. He doesn't feel 烦恼啊, to write again, as in verse 1. For me to write the same thing again to you is not tedious.
Okay. 第三地节说,
that is what Paul did in his ministry.
这是他在,
he not only talked, he not only worked, but he also wrote.
他不但会讲会写，而且呢，还会以行动表现。
He said, I write to you. I'm going to write the same thing again. To me, it's not tedious, but to you, it's good. It's safe. It's wonderful.
这边第一节说，我会把这些话再写给你们，以我并不为难，以你们切实妥当。
Paul is talking about things that I have told you, I'm going to tell you again.
保罗说，他所告诉我们的,
what he preached to them or wrote to them, he's now going to write them again.
他所说的, 他所写的,
that is to make sure that we take Jesus as the most precious.
就是我们把,
to take the Lord as a foundation of our faith. This actually is a very important message here, because we must not find it tedious to serve God. In other words,
因为换句话说，我们要觉得说，我们不要觉得说
to not burdensome.
就是
to work for God is not burdensome.
在侍奉神方面，不把它当作是一种重担。
It's not tedious. It is not you know, something difficult.
就是我们为神工作而不觉得是一种困难。
We must rejoice actually if we are given a chance to serve.
我们要是有机会侍奉神的话，我们应该感觉到喜乐。
As this is a business of the king.
因为这是王的工作。
事业哦 ，that will last forever.
因为这种王的事业可以永存。
It's the service of the Lord, working for the Lord Jesus, will be definitely taken into account by the Lord Jesus when He comes again.
我们为神工作，当主耶稣再来的时候，他一定会奖赏我们。
So I'm not tedious to preach again and again, and for Paul to write again and again.
所以保罗他不觉得是一种负担，他能够。再说再写
So the stewards of God must not find it or must not feel anything burdensome to themselves, you know, which they know would be edifying to the believers, to the church.
所以神的工人不应该借的是一种负担，而且把它当作是一种能够造就教会的事情。
Well, visiting it can be a burdensome, can be burdensome.
探访会成为一种
负担哦，好麻烦啊 ，burdensome。You got the time. You got to spend a lot of time and energy.
Because in doing
preaching, you know, all kind of evangelical works, you know, would demand a lot of energy and time.
分发传单需要很多的精力跟时间
To offer us, you know, as a full-time worker to God, not easy.
把自己献为活祭，为神工作也不是一件简单的事。
We must feel, we must recognize that being able to serve and feeling not burdensome is a blessing.
所以我们要感觉到能够有这个机会侍奉神，而不是一种负担，这是一种福气。
So the stewards of God, the workers of God, the servant of God must not feel burdensome or tedious.In serving him.
所以神的工人在侍奉神不应该觉得是一种负担。
Some people serve, but they try to avoid hard work.
有一些人为神工作，但是他们避免一些比较难做的事情。
They only want to do things which are easy to take care of.
他们只是想做一些比较容易的事情。
It's quite true in the world because we always look for something easy, convenience.
因为在这世界上我们是希望做一些比较简单容易的事情。
Especially, you know, when we are told to do something which might be, you know, possibly, you know, to do with fellowshipping, you know, if we don't do this, if we do this, and then we feel that, hey, we might be bombarded.For example, if we are told to talk to somebody who is in need of, you know, warnings, I say, no, this is too much for me.
所以在我们的事工方面，有时候做团契的工作，或者是要做一些紧急的事情呢，这些都是不简单的工作。
I encountered this situation one time.
有一次我面对一项事情。
A few of us were together fellowshipping.
有几位人一起工作。
It's all about God's work, you know, how to prosper the church, how to help brothers and sisters to work together in peace, in unity, in love.
这些工作是要帮忙。
These are a few of us were talking about.
我们这几个是谈论到如何帮忙弟兄姐妹在团契上。
To help to each other to grow together, to love each other.
在属灵上，在属灵的生活上，怎么样互相帮助
？And then eventually one said.It's no point of just talking. We need to do something.
那其中一个说，我们不是只是讲而已，我们必须做一些实际的事情。
And the other, another one said, "So what are we going to do?"
所以另外一个说，我们必须做一些什么事情呢
？And another one said, "If we love, we need to take actions."
那另外一个说，要是我们相爱的话，我们必须要有行动。
Okay, so we have been allocated things to do. You do this and that.
那我们就分开，几个人。每个人做不同的工作。
One of the tasks was to talk to a certain people, a few people, who need to be warned.
那其中一项工作呢，就是要向某些人传警告的事情。
No one wanted to do it.
没有一个人想做。
So, no, I don't want to do this.
那有些人说我不想做这些。
It's not easy.
因为这不是一件容易的工作。
It's burdensome.
因为这是一
种负担。It's tedious.
这是一种负担的工作。
It can be a chance to make enemies.
因为这种工作有可能会让对方成为我们的敌人。
So a few of us were very, very, very anxious. Now, when we heard this,
我们大家都很焦急。
Eventually, one of us said, no, listen, if we want to serve God, we must not find it tedious or burdensome to do what is needed to be done.
So, 最终我们觉得说，要是真正的要为神工作的话，我们不应该觉得是一种负担。
And then eventually, we all agreed.
所以最后呢，我们大家都同意。
Paul has set us a good example.
保罗是做了一个很好的榜样。
It is not a tedious thing for me to do what I need to do.
因为他所要做的工作不是一种负担。
Because this is for the good of the believers.
因为这是为了信徒的缘故。
And this is all possible because he has taken Jesus as the most precious.
这一切都可以行的，因为他已经把主耶稣当作是至宝。
Oh, sometimes we might have to preach the same truth again and again.
有时候我们会传扬同样的信息。
In many countries, for many years, we have to preach the same truth, maybe in different angles, from different approaches, and yet the same message is the same eventually.
我们会在不同的国家、不同的地方传扬神的信息，但是这些信息都是一样的，做法都是一样的。
Eventually it's the same, maybe different approaches.
最终呢，这些做法都是一样，可能是不同的
出发点。
出发点。
But Paul said, I'm not tedious to do this.
保罗说，我不觉得是这种是一种负担。
I don't need to invent something new to please people.
我不需要创造一些新的事情、新的东西去讨人的喜悦。
Some people in order to pleasing people, you know, for example, in a sermon, they want to say something new, something new.
有些人为了要讨人的喜悦，他们在传神的话当中会讲一些新的。
But I'm not saying that we don't need to study better to benefit one another.
我不是说我们不需要更用功的学习来造就大家。
I'm not saying that we should repeat the same sermon over and over again and again for 1 year or 2 years.
我不是说我们每次讲到的时候都讲一样的东西。
Nothing else to talk, only this one, only this topic.
没有话题可讲，每一次都是讲一样的东西。
I'm not saying that. So.We must not be tedious when it's needed to say the same thing again.
所以我们要不要觉得是一种负担？当我们要需要重复同样的事情的时候。
This is what Paul is telling us.
这是保罗向我们所说的。
And as we do, we rejoice.
当我们做的时候，我们应该感觉到喜乐。
And then in verse 2, he tells us so clearly.
第二节他很清楚地告诉我们。
If we treat Jesus as the most precious, we have to be very careful.
当我们把主耶稣当作至宝的话，我们必须要很谨慎。
Verse 2 tells us, Philippians chapter 3, verse 2.
腓立比书第三章。
Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. Mutilation.、Please read.
应当防备田内，防备作恶的，防备王志行恶的。
Dogs 哦，狗啊，田内 is 狗啊。
这边是讲到狗。
Beware of dogs.
我们必须要留意。
Beware of evil doers, workers, evil workers. They are workers who are evil workers.
因为有些神的工人是很邪恶的。
Beware of the mutilation.
要防备王志行割礼，或者防备作恶的事情。
What does it mean? What is Paul talking about here?
这保罗说些什么呢？
He said, "Be careful. There are people who are like dogs in the church."
保罗的意思是说，在教会里面有些人就好像犬类，就好像狗一样。
This is a very serious warning.
这是很严重的提醒。
Because dogs in the eyes of the Jews at the time were very debased animals.
因为这狗在犹太人的眼中，在当时是很邪恶的动物。
And yet Paul is now using dogs to represent some workers in the church.
现在保罗用狗来当作。
This is a serious matter.
这是很严重的事情。
Why Paul was talking about this?
为什么保罗这样说呢？
You know, when Paul was writing this, of course, there were teachers of Judaism provoking Christianity to hold on the Mosaic law.
在保罗在宣传这些的时候，因为当时那些犹太人他们在宣扬这个 摩西的律法。
Oh, you must hold on to Moses' law. If you don't do that, you cannot go to heaven.
他们就是主张要严守摩西律法，不然的话不能到天国去。
This is the most important faith at the time, apart from Christianity, Judaism, 犹太教啊。
这是当时呢犹太教最严重的看法。
啊，最重要的宗教啊。So they wanted people, the believers who have been baptized in the Lord Jesus, to even continue to observe some of the traditional, you know, Jewish customs.
所以他们呢要当时的那个基督教徒呢严严的守着那个犹太教的律法。
This actually caused a lot of problems, you know, at the time, you know, in the apostolic church.
这当时在使徒时代就造成很多的问题。
Now these people.They had been enlightened by the gospel.
这些人被神的福音光照。
But for the sake of their own alleged privilege, in other words, I was a Jew, you know, I'm better than you. I said you are Gentile, and they insisted that they must hold on, you know, to certain Mosaic rules and regulations.
当时那个犹太人是神特别拣选的。所以他们就觉得说，他们要严严的守着个犹太教。
But Paul said, "You are dogs."
律法，但是保罗却责备他们是狗。
Why? Because their motive was wrong.
因为他们的动机是邪恶的。
It's not for the sake of the gospel, but for the sake of their own self-esteem.
因为他们的动机不是为了福音的缘故，而是为了他们的自尊。
Yeah. Who are the dogs?
这些潜内这些狗
definitely these were the false teachers
就是、
false teachers 假师傅、
false
teachers
这些就是假师傅
they were the evil workers
这些就是邪恶的工人
and especially Isaiah even talks about this
尤其是以赛亚都讲到这一点
Isaiah 56、
以赛亚书56
Isaiah 56
以赛亚书五十六章。
Listen to Isaiah 56.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Isaiah 56 verse 10.
以赛亚书五十六章第十节。
Verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark.Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber.
他看守的人是瞎眼的，都没有知识，都是哑巴狗，不能叫唤，但只做梦，躺卧，贪睡。
This is a very serious verse, directing towards the workers of God.
这是很严重的经节，是指着那些神的工人所说的。
Isaiah was written to the mostly to the people of Judah, southern kingdom.
这以赛亚书是写给南朝的，主要是写给南朝的犹大国。
At the time, the leaders, you know, began to be very evil.
因为当时他们的领导人都很邪恶。
They're supposed to be watchmen.
他们应该是守望者。
But they are blind.
但是他们却是瞎眼的。
They're ignorant. They don't know anything.About what truth is, what God wanted.
但是他们都没有知识。
Not only this, they are dumb dogs.
而且他们是哑巴狗，不能够讲话。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
They should say something to warn. They did not want to in order to please people.
他们必须讲一些警告的话，但是他们却讨当时那些人的。
To please the 得人喜悦。
讨人的喜悦。
So this is really serious matter.
这是很严重的事情。
But Paul says, some of you in Philippines are actually like dogs.
保罗在腓立比书说，这些人，这些工人有些就好像狗。
They are supposed to bark, but they do not bark.
他们应该会啼，但是他们却没有。
That doesn't mean that they are dumb. It means they do not do what they should do.
不是说他们没有知识，只是他们不做他们应该做的。
It doesn't mean these dogs cannot bark.
不说这些狗不能唤。
It means they do not see the right thing.
因为他们没有看到 真正的事情。
Isaiah always uses symbolic terms to tell us specific messages.
以赛亚书里面常常用到这些、代表预言的事情、象征式的事情，
传达信息，
来传达信息。
I hope we are not dogs.
我希望我们不是这些狗。
But this is very serious warning from Paul.
因为这是保罗很严重的提醒。
We must talk when we need to talk.
我们应该谈的时候，应该讲的时候就要讲。
We must be silent when we should be silent.
当我们需要守口如瓶的时候，我们就要静。
When we talk, we better talk with peace and love.
当我们讲的时候，我们应该有心平气和，而且用爱心。
Especially during church board meetings.
尤其是在知会议的时
候。RE meetings.
宗教教育会议的
时候。UKGA meetings.
英总会议的时候。
IA meetings.
联总会议的时候。
We lack of peace as in our words.
我们就是在语言上缺乏这种柔和。
Think about this.
平静的话。
Jesus is watching.
主耶稣在看我们。
Jesus is looking at.At us individually.
主耶稣在观察我们每一个人。
Oh, I think we have to fear God.
我们必须要敬畏神。
Otherwise, we cannot rejoice in the service of the Lord.
不然的话，我们在侍奉神的工作上不能够。
Paul says, "Beware of dogs."
保罗说，我们要警醒。
Beware of evil workers.
就是要提醒、警醒这些狗，
I think
这些。
We must think this is directed to us rather than them or he or she. This is the message.
我们要想到就是这些不是指着当时的工人，也是指着我们今天的工人。
Beware of evil workers means make sure we are not evil workers too. It also means that.
我们要防备邪恶的工人，就是我们本身不要做一个邪恶的工人。
It also means that.
也是有这样的
事。 So it means,Beware, some workers are evil, but beware, we are not evil workers. Two messages, very important.
邪恶的工人，但是我们自己要谨慎，不要做这个邪恶的工人。
Otherwise, you can see God will not bless us. How can the church grow?
不然的话，神不会祝福我们，这样的话，教会就不会进步。
Because workers in the church, whether we like it or not,hold the most important, the greatest responsibility for the progress of the church.
因为在教会里面，神的工作是很重要的，就是他的责任。
Workers.
责任就是能够妨碍教会的进展。
Of course, the work is done by the power of the Holy Spirit.
当然，神的工作是借着圣灵而行。
But if workers are not spiritual and not holy, then you can see the church will be affected.
但是神的工人要是不属灵不圣洁的话，当然会影响神的工作。
Paul called these false teachers dogs, evil workers, you know, evil.
保罗称这些邪恶的工人为狗，因为他们是邪恶的。
Of course, historically, Paul referred here to specific people at the time.
当然这边是讲到当时的历史上历史上来说是某种人。
Hey, especially those who boasted themselves to have been circumcised, for example.
尤其他们自夸自己已经行割礼。
Therefore, they looked down on some others who, you know, new converts, not circumcised.
所以他们就看清那些，刚信的。
没有受割礼的
信徒，但是他们这些信徒还没有受割礼。
所以说 ，You must do the same. We have been circumcised. You must do the same, 哈。
所以那些
imposing people upon things which are not essential.
对，当时的信徒就犹太人就强逼那些还没有受割礼的，要他们这样做。
That is what Paul means when he said beware of mutilation. 哈。
所以就是这保罗。
He's referring to circumcision.
王子行割的事情。
If we're not careful.We can emphasize on things which might be harmful in the church.
也是我们不小心的话，我们会
强调
一些对教会不是很重要的事。
It might harm the church.
而且这些会弄到教会创伤。
Things that we should emphasize, we do not.
我们必须强调的事情，但是我们却不去强调。
But we emphasize on things which are not important. This is what I mean by dogs, dumb. Dogs dumb, not barking at the right time.
就是,
dumb dogs.
就是没有智慧的狗,
哑巴狗,
就是哑巴狗, 就是没有知识,
barking at the right, wrong time.
就是在不对的时间里面, 在这边,
往往叫了, 叫错了。 It's true, isn't it? In the church sometimes, oh.
这是对的, 有时候在教会发生的事情,
especially workers, we've got to be very careful.
尤其是神的工人, 我们, 我们要特别的谨慎。
Otherwise, how can we take Jesus as the most precious?
不然的话, 我们怎么会把主耶稣当作是至宝的?
Jesus is most precious.
主耶稣是最至宝的。
We don't want to become dumb dogs.
我们不要成为这个哑巴狗。
If we treat ourselves or make ourselves become, you know, dogs, evil workers, that means we don't treat Jesus as precious.
假如我们把自己当作是哑巴狗, 就是邪恶的话, 就是不把主耶稣当作是至宝的。
Paul said, no, 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 we don't want to be but dogs.
保罗说我们不要做这个哑巴狗。
Of course, in this, Paul also emphasizes that inner spiritual beauty is more important than outward circumcision.
这保罗所强调就是我们属灵上内心的那种美的。
Because
the
Jews emphasize on circumcision, physical circumcision.
这犹太人是强调肉体上的隔离。
But Paul emphasizes on spiritual circumcision, as we go on, we know.
保罗，我们再读下去的话， 保罗是强调就是内心深处的。
That's why he says in verse 3.
属灵上的那种隔离。
Verse 3.
这是在第三节所看到的。
For we are the circumcision. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice again, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这一神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠肉体的。
What is Paul talking about here? He's talking about the same thing. He's talking about circumcision, which was heavily, you know, taken as importance by the Jewish people, even after being baptized in the Lord Jesus.
这保罗是讲到当时的犹太人，虽然他们已经受礼了，他们非常的强调受割礼的事情。
But see, we are the circumcision in the spirit.
但是,
who worship God in the spirit.
但是重要的是我们要在灵里受割礼。
Then we can truly rejoice in the Lord.
这样我们才能够在主里真正的感觉到喜悦。
So what he's saying is this, we must really be spiritual rather than emphasizing on just outward kind of worship.
我们要注重的是真正属灵的喜乐, 而不是外表的崇拜。
Today, we don't need to have physical circumcision.
今天我们再不需要行肉体上的割礼。
We have to ask ourselves,
我们必须自问,
what I do, do I harm others?
我所做的事情会不会伤害别人?
Do I harm my brother and my sister?
我所做的有没有伤害到我的弟兄姐妹?
Do I talk to harm others?
我所说的每一句话有没有伤害到弟兄姐妹?
Do I intend to talk to harm others?
我有没有故意制造话语来伤害对方?
This is a very serious matter.
这些都是很重要的事情。
If we had this kind of evil attitude, then we are really worshipping God, not in truth or in spirit.
假如我们这种邪恶的心思的话, 但我们敬拜神不是以灵来敬拜。
We are not better than the Jews emphasizing on physical circumcision.
我们不会比那个犹太人强调行割礼的。
Oh, that's why Paul says so clearly, we are the circumcision, worship God in the spirit. Yes, Paul was circumcised, definitely, physically.
所以在肉体上保罗是行割礼的。
But we rejoice, we worship God in the spirit.
但是重要的是我们要在,
of course,
属灵上,
敬拜神感到喜乐。 Paul was circumcised, definitely, in according to the Jewish custom, at the age of 8 days old, before he was converted as a Christian.
那在犹太人的风俗当中呢, 第八天他们就要行割礼。
But he said, now that's not important anymore.
但保罗说,
I rejoice in the Lord and have no confidence in the flesh.
我在肉身上是没有自信的。
In other words, my circumcision physically will not bring me to heaven.
换句话说，我肉身上的隔离不会带我到天国去。
This is a contrast. Yes, it's comparing physical and spiritual.
这是在肉身跟属灵上的比较。
Telling us inner spiritual worship is vital.
就是我们内心深处的崇拜的敬爱神，那是很重要的。
Inner worship must be demonstrated by outward sincere actions.
这些内心深处的崇拜应该在我们的外表上可以实现出来。
Examine our actions.
我们要检讨我们的行为。
This is what Paul is telling us.
这是保罗告诉我们的。
Maybe we are good.
或者我们是对的，或者是好的。
But we can be better.
但是我们会做得更好。
Maybe we are not good.
或者我们做得不好。
Stop being evil.
但是要停止做邪恶的事情。
Oh, this is what Paul is telling us.
这就是保罗跟我们说的。
No confidence in the flesh.
保罗在肉身上没有
That means
信心。
Don't rely on physical manifestations of our.Sincerity, oh, just by physical actions, then to show that we are good or spiritual.
我们不要在我们的肉体的表现上，就是显现说我们是
属灵的。It must be from within the heart.
应该是从内心做起。
This is what God wants.
这就是神所需要的。
As we work for the Lord, we will see there can be problems.
当我们为神工作的时候，我们会碰到很多的问题。
But we are not frightened.
但是我们不要觉得。
Because we do it from within the heart.
因为只要是我们从内心做的。
But if we don't do it from within the heart.
要是我们不是从内心做的话。
Then when we are bombarded, then there's a problem.
当我们被排斥、被批评的时候，那是一个很大的问题。
Paul was so clear in his conscience.
保罗在他的良心上
Therefore it's very clear our conscience 很清白的 Therefore he said Rejoice in the Lord Two times on Verse 1 Rejoice in the Lord Verse 3 Rejoice in Christ Jesus
所以保罗在这边第三章第一节说我们要靠主喜乐第三节说我们要在基督里面喜乐
And then that is the way we serve God
这就是我们侍奉神的方法。
Do not rely on physical matters.
不要靠着我们肉身的问题的方法。
Verses 4 to 8, Paul tells us so clearly.
第四到第八节，
He said,
保罗很清楚地告诉我们
I embrace, I hold Jesus as the most precious.
这边第四节说他是
Verses 4 to 8, the main emphasis is.He takes Jesus as the most precious.、Huh?
第四到第八节是保罗以基督为至宝。
In verses 1 to 3, Jesus surpasses all. 耶稣超过一切、最 the best.
第一到第三节是讲到主耶稣得胜的一切。
Don't be dogs.、
不要做一个
Verses
4
to 8.
第四到第八节
Hold Jesus, embrace Jesus.
我们要以基督为至圣、至宝。
Look at verse 4.
第四节
Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Why? Paul is now telling the people who boasted their physical circumcision.
这边是保罗是讲那些靠肉体自夸的人。
So、if you want to boast, I tell you, I can do. I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
保罗跟他们说，要是你们真的靠肉体自夸的话，我会做得比你们更好。
If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more, I more.
保罗说，要是别人是靠肉体自夸的，
when you look at this verse.
比别人会做得更好。
When we look at this verse alone, it seems that Paul was very boastful.
我们看自己看起来，
表面上看起来，
我好像很自夸。
Actually, he was very humble.
其实他是很谦卑的。
He said, "My brothers, Jewish brothers, in Christ, I was like you, you know."
其实他跟那些犹太的弟兄说，其实我跟你们一样。
I boasted of my previous background.
我是，我可以像我以前那种背景。
But I don't do it anymore.
但是我已经不再这样做了。
Because Jesus is the most precious.
因为主耶稣在我来说是至宝。
I think we need to do the same.
我们也同样的要这样做。
As we continue to study, we can see Paul totally was transformed after he was chosen.
当我们再继续查考下去，我们会看到保罗是完全的改变。
He forsook everything that he craved for before he came to the Lord Jesus.
他还没有信主之前，还没有被神拣选之前，他把一切的都肉体上的一切荣华富贵都抛弃了。
In other words, before he came to the Lord Jesus, he enjoyed his authority.
在还没有信主之前，他很享受他的那个权威。
He enjoyed his privilege of beingeducated, you know, under a very popular scholar.
他在那个有名声的
学者
下，他很感觉到很就是骄傲。
Well, he could boast of all kinds of things.
他可以自夸很多的事。
But he did not.
但是他却没有这样做。
But we sometimes really receive what Paul has thrown away.
但是我们有时候呢，却接受保罗所抛弃的一切。
Paul threw away and said, "We are the catch all."
保罗把这世上的一切抛弃了。
True, isn't it?
但是我们接受保罗所抛弃的。
Paul took what he had before as rubbish, and we sometimes when careful, we would take this as precious.
保罗把过去的一切当作是粪土，但是我们不小心，今天我们就一直在接受这些粪土。
God loves us so much.
主耶稣很爱我们。
Are we able to truly rejoice in Christ?
我们是否能真正的在主内喜乐？
I think we can.
我们是可以的。
As long as we examine ourselves.
只要我们自我检讨。
What I do is for Jesus.
我所做的一切都是为了
Nothing else.
主耶稣。
Nothing else.
没有其他的。
No other wrong motive.
没有其他的错误的思想。
No other evil.In a concept.
没有错误的动机。
No more dogs.
不要再做一个哑巴。
Then we are able to rejoice in the Lord.
那我们就可以在主内享受。
Are you able?
你可以吗？
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
416。
416首。
Spirit's power.
seated. We're going to pray together. I know prayer. Let's pray for each other. Ask God to give us His joy as we serve Him. Ask God to give us this joy in our life. Without this, our living in this world is very painful. We forgive, we have joy.
We
receive others, we have joy.
我们接待别人,
this is what God wants us to be.
这就是主耶稣所要我们做的。
Think about what we do all the time.
我们每次所做的每一样事情, 都要好好地想一想,
is that useful?
我们所做的有用吗?
Is that glorifying God?
我们所做的荣耀神吗?
Or it is blaspheming God.
或者我们所做的是亵渎神。
Think about what I say. What do you say?
想一想我所说的, 或者是你所说的,
is that useful?
我们所说的有造就吗?
If we think like this,
假如我们这样想的话,
constantly examine our words and our actions,
时常地想想我们的话语,
I'm sure we are able to receive joy in the Lord.
In
the church in London definitely will multiply and prosper very quickly. We're going to pray. Please also remember to pray for us all. I think we need all your prayers for those who are going to Africa this month. On the 18th, three of us will be going to West Africa. Deacon Luke Chan, Sister Hazel, and myself will be going heading towards West Africa on the 18th of May.
5月18号, 陆家执事, 邱文姐妹跟我本身,
a lot of work to be done.
在那边有很多的工作,
on the 25th of May.
在5月的25号,
Preacher Fufa, and also two volunteer workers, Jason, and also one of our brothers from Taiwan, will be going to East Africa.
在5月28号, 复活传道, Jason 弟兄, 还有 Daniel, 台湾的 Daniel 弟兄, 会去东非工作。
We all need your prayers.
我们需要你们的代表。
We go there not for fun.
我们去那边不是玩的。
We go there to rejoice, of course, by God's power.
我们去那边当然借着神的能力,
can be tough. Work can be tough.
工作会很困难,
but joy is ensured.
但是喜乐是肯定的,
so we have to pray for each other.
所以我们必须要互相代祷。
I hope from now on we can remember these few workers.
我希望从现在开始我们会记得这些工人。
Every day remember us.
每一天为我们代祷。
Pray for London Church to grow. South London especially. Let's pray together.